Hello, everybody, and welcome to our office hours call for the month of November 2018. We're not going into December. This is our office hours call that supplies all of our programs right now, our ERC program and our Body Freedom Foundations and Body Balance and anybody that's doing self-study through any of our other programs. We also invite our NEPT students to come. But here's the thing, if you're a practitioner and you're in a practitioner program, this is the call for you. This is not to ask about your clients. This is the call to ask about you, because big part of our practitioner training is that we push self-care and we want you to go through the programs yourself and ask me questions for you. So this is a time to sit back, take off the doctor hat, put on the patient hat, or so to speak, take off the coach hat, put on the client hat, and be here for you. So the way these calls work, what I first ask you to do is if you have a call and you're on the phone or you're on the web call where I can hear you and you can hear me, then I ask you to raise your hand. Star 2 raises your hand and ask your question. But start it with, my name is Jeannie and I'm from Colorado and I'm in the Body Freedom Program. Great. Then I know exactly how to phrase my answer in case there's a resource I want to send you to. I know where I can send you to. And then if you're not on the fit where we could hear you or you can hear us, then you're just listening on the web. There's a chat button and a box and a Q&A box. The chat is meant for those, really what it is, chat, right? Back and forth both ways. The Q&A is just I can see the question. So if you have a question that you want to ask and you want a private answer, just make sure at the very beginning you said, don't say my name, or just put it, don't put your real name in. And then I'll say, Mr. X from Colorado asks this question. And then you'll know it's you, but nobody else will know it's you. So that gives you a sense of anonymity. On the chat, we can go back and forth. So if you do have a question that you've asked on the chat and I haven't seen it, it's because things are flying by too fast. If that's the case, don't go ahead and go to the Q&A and just copy paste your question there and then I'll be able to see it. So what I usually like to do is go first to the Q&A because some people who can't make it to the call get to put it there. And if ever you can't make it to a call and you have a question you want answered, go ahead and do that. Starting after the first of the year, we're going to have this little form that we send you that comes with the email that says if you have particular questions. I think we're doing that for this. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to get a little more organized on some of our calls where we allow you to put your question in advance and it's easier for us to see. I think maybe on these calls we're not going to do that. I think it's only on the Zoom calls because Zoom doesn't allow for the questions to come in advance. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the Q&A. And again, if you have a question, star 2 raises your hand. Get yourself queued up and I'll go in the order that they come in. I'm going to see all the questions and see what I have. It looks like I have one question from Karen in Amsterdam, and it's more than one question. The other thing I'm going to ask you to do to make my life easier, my eyes aren't great. I have, I like a lot of white space, and I'm doing a lot of visual training with our own Claudia who's in here, but I've done it in the past. And what I find for me is if you ask like a ton of questions and there is no separation, it's really hard for me to read. And the way that this platform works, even if you put paragraphs in, it doesn't put the paragraphs in. So if you have multiple questions, I'd recommend that you just submit them in multiple Q&A slots. That will make it easier for me. Karen has a bunch, and I'm going to try my best to see them all. So she says, one is not supposed to start the candida cleanse without having appropriate elimination. As noted in last week's journal, I must be constipated as I do not have 2 to 3 large bowel movements a day after meals. I've tried to source the health force intestinal movement and can't get it. So I'm looking for alternatives, enemas, et cetera. Okay. So I want to be really clear. Like the 2 to 3 large bowel movements after meals is after each large meal. So if you just eat tiny meals, you may not get 2 to 3. You may only get the one. You should be having at least one. That said, it really is important if you are going to start a cleanse product where it's going to kill off candida or other sorts of things, that you definitely want to make sure that you're having regular bowel movements and regular elimination. So I love that intestinal movement product from Health Force. I use it personally after a fast because it takes a few days after a fast sometimes to get the bowels moving again. And I'll usually use it either at the very end of a fast or maybe even the last day of a fast to help me have good bowel movements. The reason I love it is it doesn't do what Senna alone or some of those others do, where it just gives you this, you're cramped over and then you have these loose bowel movements. All it does is it helps to bulk up and soften the stool and moisten the stool so that it comes out easily. So it doesn't create urgency, which is really, really nice. So other products, certainly enemas work. Those, you know, again, not the most convenient. You can't just pop a pill and do it, but enemas work really, really well. But again, it takes time. And so that's not always the best thing. I mean, you could certainly try Smooth Move Tea. What other products are there? There's a colon cleanse formula from Energetics. I don't know what's available over in Europe. You might try looking at our new site, our new affiliate site that we set up with Doctor's Supplement Store. They do service people in Europe, so that you can look there and see what some of those other products are. And I know they have Energetics there, so they should be able to deliver it to you in Amsterdam. So that's my second favorite one. It's called Colon Cleanser from Energetics is the company. I'm confused about glutathione, which is listed as one of the nutrients to alternate when healing the intestine. Not glutathione, glutamine. I need to do the candida cleanse and have questions on some supplements recommended. Okay, so let me go through that, but I want to distinguish because a lot of people get confused because they sound alike. Glutamine versus glutathione. Glutamine is the fuel for your intestinal tract, and it really helps to repair the intestinal lining, and it's used a lot in colon cleanse products and regimes. Glutathione is an antioxidant. It's produced in the liver and supports the liver in functioning in phase two detoxification. So they're very, very different. Okay, so questions about supplement. Help force intestinal movement out of stock everywhere. Darn. Okay, so I just mentioned what the alternative would be. Try to get Energetics colon clear or colon cleanse. For glutathione, the amount suggested is 50. No, it's for glutamine. The amount suggested is 1,500 milligrams three times a day or 2,500 twice a day. Seeking Health Liposomal is 30 servings of 500. Yeah, you don't want to use it that way. So glutathione is different. So we're talking glutamine. There are several intestinal cleanse or healing leaky gut products that contain the glutamine, or you could get just straight glutamine from almost any place. Okay, so for vitamin A, I take the liquid form of Seeking Health. It contains 1,500 mcg. My vitamin A from Seeking Health, one drop contains 5,000 IUs. And I'm not sure where you're getting the recommendation of 2,000 to 25,000 IUs per day of vitamin A. That seems exceptionally high. If you found that on our site, please let me know, because I don't recommend that except if somebody has something acute like a hepatitis or a viral infection, and we're going to do that for 4 or 5 days. But generally, I stick to the 5,000 to 10,000 of vitamin A. So I think if you're doing it for the intestinal cleanse, just use the Seeking Health and use 1 to 2 drops a day. DHEA, my BioMatrix bottle states 1 drop is 0.3 mils. Okay, the grand document. We don't have DHEA in grand. We have DHA in grand. We don't have DHEA. DHEA would be in adrenal. So we usually recommend DHEA when we've done a Dutch test or some sort of adrenal test, and it's showing that the DHEA is low. The BioMatrix bottle, I guess because it's Europe, it's stating it a little bit differently maybe, but one drop is 1.2 milligrams. And for DHEA, that's a drop is 1 milligram. So that's about the same. It's about the same. So that's equivalent, but I want you to be clear and talk to your coach about this on your next coaching call, or put that in your, I don't remember whose group you're in, but put that in your thing for the week, your journal for the week, and ask that question. Make sure your coach is real clear on what you're doing here, because if you're trying to do the grand protocol, we don't do DHEA in there. DHA, but we don't do DHEA. Might be in the overall guide that you got, the supplement guide, because it has kind of a composite of all of our program stuff in there. But if, unless you've got low DHEA as documented on a Dutch test or as documented on an adrenal saliva test or a blood test, then you probably don't want to be taking DHEA. That's not part of the GRAND protocol. So the GRAND protocol, you've got the SCRAM product, which is a very gentle intestinal cleaning. You've got the intestinal movement or the equivalent possibly from energetics, colon cleanse or colon clear. I'm not sure the exact spelling of that. But you can get that on the doctor's supplement store. And Lynn, if you could put that into the chat, the DSS URL along with the DSS code that they would use to order through our account, that would be great. And then you can listen if you're not on the call. I don't know if you're on the call or not. I know it's late by you, but if you aren't, then you can go ahead and just look at the chat log, which will be posted with the recording of this call when you're listening to your answer. Okay. That's it. And the vitamin A, just go ahead with 1 to 2 drops a day. That'll do it. And get glutamine, not glutamate. And just go slow with it. Don't start with the full dose. Start with a small dose, build your way up. I usually like to get powdered glutamine. Okay, I'm going to refresh that. That's the only question that came in ahead of time. I'll look to see. Okay. Lynn asks, when Freestyle Libre shows a very high reading with IVC, does that mean your sugar is high? No, that's the thing, Lynn. So the Freestyle Libre is that continuous glucose meter, and there's an interference with the way that it works, the way that what it's measuring and vitamin C. So it gives you a false high reading, but your actual blood sugar isn't that high. And she says, I did the Dr. Hopkins test and it didn't include iron. I'm going to have a conversation with him because somebody else told me that. I'm not sure why it doesn't include iron, because I think from a functional perspective, it should. His values don't align with those in the health tracker. So what should we focus on? If they don't align with the health tracker, then if it's very off, then I would go with the health tracker. If it's just slightly off, go with either one. But I would say try to be in the range that covers both. And all of those ranges are all like just gone through from different studies and different functional medicine doctors and practices. So I'm not sure if his are his actually showing the functional range, or are they showing the lab range and you have to put it in the software to get it? Because if it's just the lab report that you got back from LabCorp or Quest, I guess it is, that they use, then that's actually not the functional range. That's more of the lab range. So I would use the health tracker range. Barbara wants to know, is it best to have the Dutch test done? Does it give additional information, which is important in my case, on top of the test information, which you'll get from the complete panel? Absolutely. Absolutely. What you don't get in testing blood is you don't get all the metabolites. The Dutch test is truly a functional test. The Hopkins test has all the lab parameters. Unfortunately, not iron, as I just found out. I also think somebody said it didn't have thyroid antibodies. So I'm going to have a conversation with them and see if they can change their what they include in their complete panel, because I don't think it's complete if it doesn't have iron or thyroid antibodies. But yeah, I would say the Dutch is good in addition, because the blood is giving you a static look at the point in time of what can be measured in blood. It's not giving you the breakdown metabolites, which tell you how safe your estrogen is being metabolized and eliminated, and your adrenals at different stages during the day. So I totally recommend the Dutch on top of it. Okay, so that's that. I'm going to go to the questions. So raise your hand if you have a question. *2 raises your hand. Anybody? And Gail, I think we're on for later, and we're going to work on your Dutch test and then whatever else we work on, and then you'll have a comprehensive one later. So we'll just focus on that today. Edie, I'm going to open up your line. Hi, Edie.
Hey there. We have two quick questions. Well, first question is, what is the best time of day to take L-tyrosine? I take it for stress, and I think that's why you take L-fatigue. So
yeah,
I do.
Oh, yeah. I usually like it in the morning and mid-afternoon. If you're going to take it once in the morning, and if you're going to take it twice, morning and then, like, you know, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because I know amino acids you kind of have to take on an empty stomach, and so it's just – it is easier for me to remember and do it all if I do it all in the morning, but my energy is good in the morning.
Yeah, then I would do it in the afternoon. When does your energy start to go low?
About 3.
About 3? I would take it around 2.
Okay.
Yeah, and try to keep it – when we say empty stomach, we don't want it to compete with other amino acids. We want it to get in. You can have it with a little carbohydrate, and I don't want you to have too much carbohydrate, but I don't mean bread and pasta. I mean, you know, maybe like a couple of berries along with it, because that actually will help
okay.
to get it in there too. But don't take it, I would say, more than closer than a half an hour before your next meal or closer to your previous meal than an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay. My second question might be too complicated, but referenced it in the – I listened to the recording of the Body Freedom Foundation sleep call, and it's when you were mentioning that one of your patients, who's also a health coach, discovered how important it was for her to be 100% gluten-free and that she actually had her genetics tested and realized she had – you know, she had the, I guess, the sensitivity. So is that the HLA-DQ gene? I was wondering. If you
yeah, there's a DQ. There's a DQ 2.5, the DQ 2.8, and then the general HLA. That all gives you like a more of a tendency. But the DQ 8 and the DQ 5, I believe, are the ones that are the most like more likely celiac. But yeah, it's all that in that area of the DQs.
Okay, because I feel like my 23andMe showed an HLA. I don't remember a number being associated.
There's a bunch of them. It depends on which report you looked at.
Okay. Okay, so either an 8 or a 5 is very likely.
That's the worst, yeah.
Okay.
And some of them listed as 2.8, 2.5, or 8. And 5, but the 8 and the 5 are the most predisposed to celiac, actual celiac. But HLA will. And there's another one called CTLA, which is related to thyroid and sensitivity to gluten. And that's oftentimes a marker, too.
Okay. Because, I mean, years ago, when it was $600, I did get celiac genetic testing, and they said no, and I'm very low risk for celiac. But I've long... Cool. Sensitivity. So that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, sensitivity and celiac are very different.
Yeah, so I was looking for the genetics
right.
that would indicate.
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah, so on last, I'm going to load these up to ERC on the nutrigenomics page soon, like probably after the first of the year when my life gets less hectic, but all the charts that I did for our recent genetics. Were you on the live stream for that, the Shine?
No, ma'am. No, not able to be on.
Okay, because we did these whole great charts, and the charts all lay all that stuff out, and it really helps you to see your genetics in a whole different way.
Yeah, so, okay, so I should...
In a simple way.
The HLA is more for celiac versus gluten sensitivity, then, is what you're saying.
No, well, HLA, flat HLA, just HLA is not so much celiac, that's more gluten sensitivity. But the HLA 8 and 5 are more likely to be celiac.
Okay, thank you. That's
probably celiac.
Okay, yeah. But good to know there's going to be a nutrigenomics page on ERC because I just haven't had time to take
yeah,
it off.
Yeah, and if you get, there's another report that you can run on your raw data. I just discovered it. Like a month ago, right before Shine, and it's called geneticdetoxification.com. It's a $29 report, and it's beautifully organized. And the doctor that runs that report also wrote a book, and you can get the book on Amazon, and it'll go into even more detail about it. But reason I like that report so much, it's organized very finely by these are related to glutathione, and these are related to methylation B9, and these are related to methylation B12, and these are related to – so you don't even have to read a description to just look at the where they're laid out. And then she has this set up with the celiac and autoimmune disease. And then my charts go into a little bit more detail on the celiac. There's a whole section there on celiac and gluten sensitivity too.
Okay, so that was geneticdetoxification.com?
Geneticdetoxification.com, yep.
Okay.
I think it's no S on the genetic. I'm pretty sure it's genetics detoxification. Okay?
If I don't speak to you before Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for you and how patient you are, with me, and then for all the work you do, because I know you put so many hours into everything, the content and everything, and so I just wanted to tell you I'm thankful for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you and your patience and, you know, your dedication. And everybody has their different way, right? Your different path, your different speed of implementation, your different lifestyle. So it's just, I love you being patient with you. And that's one of the gifts I want to give you more than anything is being patient with yourself.
Yay. I feel like I'm finally getting there. And it took me leaving the work.
Yeah.
The job to get there, but I am.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for you on that. And I'll get those charts up as soon as I can. But right now, you know, we're just trying to get through the holidays and all that.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll get it up sooner if I can find somebody on my team who already knows how to do it. Just say, can you put these up on the Nutrigenomics page? So.
Okay. No rush. That just came to my attention while I was listening in. But I'm enjoying the Body Feet Freedom series.
Good. Yay, some repeat, right? Obviously, things you've heard before, but I think for me anyway, I had to hear things over and over again before they actually sunk in.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I definitely need the repeat. At some point, the repeat goes off and becomes change. So anyway.
Then it becomes the change, right? Thank you. Thanks for being on. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, any more hands? Star 2. If not, I'll go back to Q&A and then I'll go to chat. Let's see. Okay, yeah, we have a couple more. Oh, Karen, you're on. I'm taking custom probiotics, D-lactate-free, and I know you're supposed to alternate probiotics, which would be a good one to do next. Well, you know, in terms of alternating, you can alternate them in a couple of ways, Karen. You can alternate them by doing one bottle of one and then a bottle of another, then a bottle of another, but you can also do them like 4 or 5 days on one, 4 or 5 days on another, et cetera. Now, if there's a suspicion of SIBO, and that's why you're doing the lactic acid free ones, I would say you alternate it with the Bifidyl. Like the four, Custom Probiotics has a 4-strain Bifidyl. So I would do that, but I wouldn't necessarily do them. I mean, you could do them a month, you know, a bottle on, a bottle off, but if you have two bottles at the same time and you do them where you do 5 days or a week of one, whatever you're going to remember, it doesn't matter the exact name, and then another week of the other and then back to the other, that's going to keep the variety going in your gut. Marsha says, Marsha in ERC, what do I recommend for warts? There's a lot of stuff, and I actually created a paper. And I would say, Lynn, make a note to let me know, or Marsha, remind me after. I have a paper that I have somewhere on my hard drive. I did it because my son kept getting warts, and I did a lot of research on it. And we eventually found some things to help. I mean, there's things like, you know, banana peels on top of the thing and you tie it on and garlic and there's some homeopathics and the paper goes through all of it. And I'll get you a copy of that paper. Or we'll put it on the ERC somewhere. Let's see. Barbara, I started to measure my morning temperatures as Susan recommended and she suspects that I have a hypothyroid problem. What would be a normal range? Good question, Barbara. So normal range for the morning temperature, if you're doing it before you get out of bed, basal body temperature, 97.7 to 98.2 is what we target for. Okay? And if it's below that, then there's probably a hypothyroid. If you're doing it middle of the day, like, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, really should be 98.6-ish, you know, give or take a couple of points. And Sandy Hay, I've heard you mention zinc and magnesium separate. What about the supplements that have both? Yeah, most of the supplements have both. And we just need to just relax about it. If we find that we need more zinc and we're showing signs of it, even though we're taking it in a multi, you take the extra and take it separate from the multi. If you find that same thing with magnesium, you take it separate from the multi. But it's not like the multi is going to be useless. It's not like taking them together completely wipes each other out. It's just you're going to get more bang for your buck, so to speak, and better absorption when you do it that way. So Lynn wants to know what would contribute to excessive creatinine kinase in a blood test, muscle wasting. So that's something you really have to take seriously if you find that. Elevated CK can be heart muscle wasting, and it's oftentimes the first thing that's elevated after a heart attack. So they will test for that. It could be, you know, muscular dystrophies have high levels of creatinine kinase. Anything where there's a muscle wasting, things from, you know, side effects of some of the statins that cause muscle wasting. So it could be any number of things. The first thing to do if you get an elevated creatinine kinase is ask them to run isoenzymes. Isoenzymes are sub-breakdowns of that, so you can see if it's a cardiac or if it's a musculoskeletal. So that's the first thing I do. I take elevated CK very seriously. Okay. Let's see if anybody else. Barbara, a week ago I started to drink the morning drink with fresh ginger, turmeric, and lemon juice. When I started, I liked it a lot, but shortly after, I could still feel different areas of my head, brain a lot of the time. Is that okay? I'm thinking to myself, hoping that's a sign of turmeric conjuring up the black. It depends on what you mean by feeling certain areas. If you feel like those areas are being awakened and alive, that's a good thing, right? But if you're feeling pain and that persists for more than a few days of, you know, or even up to a week of getting used to it, then it may be a sensitivity. Turmeric is high in oxalates, relatively speaking. It's like eating a bowl of spinach is a lot higher in oxalates because we eat so little of spinach, but it does have oxalates. And some people who are very sensitive to turmeric, to oxalates, can have that problem. So I would say see how long it lasted. And if it's a weird area, feeling like you feel out of balance and you don't feel good, then I would back off, lower the dose. Whenever you try something and you get a reaction, I'm always a big fan of back to zero, wait till the symptoms go away, and then just start with minute doses and gradually build it up. It may take just some getting used to for your body to be working on those things. And it is an anti-inflammatory, so it does a lot of work. All right, so call. Let's see who's here. Nobody's hand is up. Star 2 raises your hand. Remember, if you're a practitioner, you're allowed to ask questions about your own health, not about your client's health. But, okay, let me go to chat.
Can I ask a question that somebody asked on the chat? It was actually Marcia. She missed the part about the DHA and the glutamine with the powder and the brand and everything.
Okay, so the question that was asked by Karen about DHA and glutathione, and I was wondering if she meant DHA, and I know she meant glutamine. So glutamine.
Right.
Yeah, okay, glutamine. Brand-wise, you can get it from Pure Encapsulations, you can get it from Thorn, you can get it from Seeking Health. There's a number of good brands. I like to get a powdered form and just start small. Here's the thing with glutamine that you need to be careful of if you have certain genetic SNPs. If you have a lot of GAD SNPs, then your body might get, what's the word, agitated from too much glutamine. And I've had that happen, and I had somebody come to see me, and she said, the doctor just said, keep on increasing it. It's okay. Keep on increasing. And finally she said, this is not right, and she quit. And it turns out she had all these different SNPs that it was too much glutamine, and it made her toxic, right? So you just want to start with very small amounts and then alternate it with other stuff for healing leaky gut. And we talk about all of this in Grand, but arabinogalactans are really good. Keeping your bifido up really, really high for the short-chain fatty acids and all that. So that's what I would say.
And then Deanna says, I keep being told I'm hypothyroid, but that's been ruled out.
Tell me how it's been ruled out, Deanna, because a lot of conventional medical doctors will rule out hypothyroid if they test your TSH and it's between, you know, it's under 5. So that's, so all the tests have been run. Have you looked at it in the filter of what we teach? So if you're in body, is she in body balance?
Yeah.
Yeah, so body balance, you have access to all the programs. And if they're not all open to you, because we usually let you go in order, you can open them up. You can just click the button and say, yes, open it, yes, open it, yes, open it, and we'll make sure that that works. And if not, if you can try to get them open to her. So I want her to get the thyroid one open because she needs to look at that chart that we have in there. Because most MDs will rule out hypothyroid without actually looking at your antibodies, your free T3, your free T4, your free T3-4 ratio, and more than just that. So none of those are open to you. Button's not working. Yeah, so Lynn, if we can look into that
That's Diana.
Oh, Diana. Oh, we're working on that, Diana. Okay. Deanna. Oh, Deanna and Diana. Sorry.
I know. No. I had to double look myself.
Next to each other, so I get confused here. Yeah, so they're all in the okay range, meaning the lab, the doctor range that the doctor's office gets from Quest, or the range that's listed in our thing. Because we've given you, very beginning of body balance, we gave you access to our master tracker, and you can look in there to see what those numbers and the ranges are.
Right. And it looks like she saw an MD, a naturopathic doctor, about it.
Mm. Okay. Well, I'm just going to say, not that I'm putting anybody down, but sometimes, whether they're NDs, GCs, functional MDs, a lot of times they're looking at the wide range, and they're not focusing in on it. So here's the thing, though. I'm just going to go beyond that. If they do say you don't have hypothyroidism, right? You still have to address the problem of potentially thyroid resistance, which appears like hypothyroid, but all the lab tests are normal. Book called by Dr. Karazian. Why do I still have thyroid symptoms when my lab tests are normal? Doctor, who's the one that does the T3 therapy? Anyway, he will say the same thing. So I would look at that. Elimination diet is perfect, Deanna. And I would look at, in the thyroid module, if you log in as her and see what she sees, and if she doesn't have those modules open, I think we're just going to tell David to open those modules to everybody when they get in.
Yeah,
because,
I did, and I didn't see them.
I want to make sure that they're all.
Yeah.
All right. So make a teamwork task for David to tell him to open up all those modules for all the people in, not to get their email, not to get them an email sequence from it, but just to have the access open to those modules for people in body balance. Okay. So Deanna, assuming all those tests are normal and they're within good functional range, then the next step is we want to look at making sure if you have thyroid symptoms, like constipation, dry skin, coarse hair, hair falling out, exhaustion, depression, lateral portion of your eyebrows not there, then you want to make sure that you rule out or that we work on thyroid resistance. Now, thyroid resistance can happen as a result of stress, adrenal stress, too much or too little of your adrenal hormones, cortisol, will damage those receptors. Inflammatory cytokines, which are chemicals that get produced when there's inflammation. So you said you think that there's a chronic hidden infection. Yeah, absolutely, that could be. And that causes inflammation, which damages thyroid receptors. It causes the excess cortisol, which damages the thyroid receptors. It can also be related to deficiency of vitamin A, elevations in homocysteine. So you want to look at those. If you haven't tested vitamin A, I'd test vitamin A. And homocysteine is usually tested, but sometimes not. So I would make sure that you get a test for homocysteine. Because depending on what the cause is, you can be addressing it at different levels. Sure, if there's a hidden infection, great. Is there an inflammatory situation under that? Is there immune system depression underneath that? Do you have deficiencies of vitamin A or excess of of a homocysteine, right? So we want to look at all of those pieces. Okay?
Thank
you.
Oh,
she said they were open and then they got locked out. That's kind of weird.
I don't know. I just know when I just looked that they weren't open, so.
I'm just going to tell David to open all the modules to people who get all the modules and just explain to people not to get overwhelmed, to do them in the order that makes sense, because that back end stuff we're trying to do fancy is crazy.
Yep. I wrote that down.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Sorry, Deanna, if that happened. But, yeah, looking at the thyroid stuff, but also looking at the infection. And doing an elimination diet can help so many things. Okay. What else is in here, Lynn? I see tons of questions in here. Are there any that we should be? Yeah, I see the DSS orders page there. Oh, and then the registration code. Perfect. It's a little bit further down, guys.
Yeah. And let's see. Christy is asking here about berberine. Where did it go? I'm going back and forth myself. Christy, how long can you take berberine at any one time?
Yeah, that's a good question, because there's always the issue of, do your bugs get resistant? And I would usually, if we're doing some sort of an antimicrobial process for the gut, we alternate 5 days on, 10 days on, and then switching to something else, sometimes a whole month, and then switching. So I would say, if you are doing berberine on a regular basis for a specific thing, like say it's for blood sugar, then I would say do 5 days on, 2 days off, 5 days on, 2 days off. If you're doing it for a gut healing protocol, I'd probably find 2 or 3 other antimicrobials that can help as well. So you can do like 5 to 7 days of berberine, 5 to 7 days of something else, you know, and then switch around. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, and some other people are asking, what are good doses of berberine?
Yeah, again, depends on what you're doing it for, but for blood sugar control, all the studies show 500 milligrams 3 times a day. This is a hefty dose. If you've got an acute infection going on, I would say, oh my gosh, I would say as much as you can get in you for 3 or 4 days to knock something out. So probably the 500 to 1,000 milligrams a couple times a day would make sense. I like to do it in a tincture. So I have a tincture and I don't know exactly how much is in it, but I usually do 3 dropperfuls. If I feel like I'm getting a cold, the other day I went like, oh, I feel like my immune system's down. I feel like I'm going to be getting something. My eye was running. And I didn't know if it was still something in my eye, and I was just not sure. So I just started taking berberine, like, by the dropperful. And by the end of the day, I was good. So 500 milligrams 3 times a day, alternating it. You know, if you've been on it for several months, maybe take a week off. If you've been on it for several years, maybe take a month off and then substitute something else. Diana, would Yellow Dock be a good substitute for berberine? It depends on what for. I mean, Yellow Dock isn't considered a strong antimicrobial. Yellow Dock's a really good source of iron. It's a good source of minerals. It's a good source of actually stimulation to the stomach acid, but I don't know how strong its antimicrobial properties are. Berberine is actually a constituent of different herbs, golden seal, Oregon grape, golden oak or something like that. There's several of them that are high in berberine. And it's that constituent. But there's other antimicrobial things as well. I mean, garlic is certainly a good one. There's, if it's a more of a yeasty fungal type of thing, sometimes the caprylic acid from your, coconut oil, MCT oil could be a really good substitute. There's a large number of antimicrobials. And in our grand program, there's a chart in one of the presentations. It's like, you know, maybe even 2 pages long of all the different antimicrobials that you may want to dig into and give it a try. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I definitely know it's in the herbs section of the grand program.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. So Deanna, are you clear now? It looks like you didn't understand what I said. Lynn tried to clarify. I'm trying really hard to talk slowly. So it's against me, but so hard. I just tried
one thing I wanted to say, I was just slightly ruminating on the golden seal, is that it's endangered in the wild. So if you use it to make sure that you use the organically grown, not the wild crafted. I know normally we say the opposite, but that was just something I wanted to mention.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's generally why I will usually use Oregon grape instead of golden seal, unless it's something that's resistant to the Oregon grape. They've been doing it for a long time. And, you know, I'm just going to get in there with this. Just taking berberine as an active constituent isn't taking the whole plant. So when I said I was taking berberine, I was actually had a tincture of Oregon grape. And I was taking that. And so there are some companies that sell the berberine, and I do recommend it for a lot of folks with their blood sugar imbalances, if that's what you're taking it for. But I also recommend, especially for immune system and antimicrobial, that you go for the whole plant, that you do either a tincture or the leaf extract, teas, et cetera, of them. What's R5?
RS2.
RS2.
For blood sugar and pectin, so cholesterol as far as fiber or gut might, gut fiber.
I don't know what RS2 is. Yellow dock is also really good for the liver, and it's a lot of times used when there's liver-associated skin eruptions, you know, toxic skin eruptions. It works really well for that. Oh, resistant starch. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is there anything else? If you asked a question here earlier and I haven't answered it, it's because it's flowing by. So put it again in the bottom or put it in the Q&A where it says Q&A. Then right. I'll see it because I'll go back and refresh that.
Well, sometimes they play off of each other's, you know, one person will make a remark and another. And so what I've been trying to do is condense it so that it's concise and speaks exactly to what people have been asking about. And so they've been talking a lot here about yellow roots. And because they, Diana was thinking that yellow dock contains berberine. It's a yellow root, but it doesn't have berberine, at least to the best of my knowledge. It's an astringent. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just looking back at what Deanna's having to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Lynn, you know, reach out to Deanna because she seems to say that she's not getting response from email, and maybe her emails are going to junk files because we are very responsive. Christine is back to people within 48 hours.
And I had talked, And I had talked to Christina last week about, because Deanna had written in, and I actually included a link to my calendar so Deanna and I can talk. And she's saying she hasn't sent it, so I was actually going into Teamwork Desk to see that if indeed it had been sent. And it would come from helpdesk at Dr. Rita Marie. It wouldn't come from Christina at Dr. Rita Marie.
Right, it would come from helpdesk.
Yeah, so... So I'm checking on it, Deanna, to see.
Yeah, so Deanna, nobody's ignored. If you don't get a response from us, it's because we didn't get it, and there may be some kind of filter on your email that is filtering it, or that where somehow yours is going to junk. But we don't ignore anybody. We are a very caring and loving community, and everybody on my team feels that way, and we reach out and go over and above and beyond to try to help people. So
You know, and I understand this. I know there's, and it's not a requirement that you have to join any of the Facebook communities. I'm actually pretty careful about what I do on Facebook. But, love Cassidy.
I am going to just make sure she stops because nobody else is home. Give me one second. You can
keep that, and I'll keep talking. So anyway, There are ways to join just a Facebook group so that you don't have to worry about friending any people or any of that other stuff, but you still get that that support from a community. You do have access to journals and, of course, the calls, so you can get support that way, but to get further community from other people in the group, that is the best way to do it. So I wanted to mention that. And most of us here are very cognizant of the internet and how things can not be used in our best, for our best endeavors, not to be identifying as a conspiracy theorist, but yeah, and I completely understand about the data and all of that. Many of the people that are in the group actually aren't even using their real name. Some of us don't even use our correct gender or birth dates or anything, no pictures. So, you know, all we ask is that if you do that, send us an email. So, I just didn't want to scare anybody off here, Lynn Rose. About being a conspiracy theorist. But anyway, there are ways you can join us, still receive the benefit of it. You just don't have to put your real information on there.
And it's just in start there, you know, if you want a coaching program that, if you want to get help with just getting on the phone with somebody, we have that too. So Lynn can talk to you more about that. But we reach more people by doing these group things, and we are available for however you need to be supported. So have a conversation with Lynn to find out what the best way to get your support is, for sure. It sounds like you've been struggling for a long time. You have a naturopath. You've been learning and reading and researching, and you're still having issues with body balance. You did get a private coaching call with Lynn. So go ahead and schedule that. Reach out to get that scheduled. There's a link on the page, or you can just do it, you know, right from here. Lynn can give you some access information. But we're here to support everybody, and everybody's learning style and communication style is quite different. And this is what we offer. We don't have a clinic where you can come in and, you know, be supported, but we do have online access via Zoom or via phone. To chat with somebody and have your own private coach. Of course, that's, you know, not included in the investment fee for a group coaching program, because we have coaches to pay and support, but we're happy to talk to you about what you need and how we can best support you. So I'll open your line again, Lynn. I don't know why I was echoing.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes, I can.
Okay. And it looks like Beatrice has her hand up.
Okay, let's see. Beatrice.
Hello, Dr. Rita Marie. It's fascinating listening to everything again. I got a chance to be listening today without a meditation class. And I have a question for you, Dr. Rita Marie. You answered this a long time ago and I forgot. What is the ratio iodine and selenium that I have to take?
The ratio of iodine and selenium? I have never calculated a ratio.
Do I take double the amount of selenium, or do I take double the amount of iodine? I take
neither. Selenium is dosed in the amount of about 100 micrograms and up to 400. Hashimoto's and thyroid issues, you know, with Brazil nuts, one Brazil nut is 100 micrograms. You can do up to four. They've done studies where people taking 400 micrograms of selenium over the course of 6 months have completely gone away with their thyroid antibodies. For iodine, the dose is going to be dependent on whether you need it or not. So we don't just blanketly dose iodine. The RDA is about 150 micrograms. For some people, when we do an iodine load test and they have hypothyroidism and it's really clear that they're low. We might do up to, I don't know, we might even do up to, I would say 50 milligrams a day, which is a lot. But if they've got bromine toxicity or other things showing up in their lab, we might dose that for a short period of time. So there's no rule about ratios, and I've never seen a ratio between iodine, magnesium, and calcium. There's a ratio.
And what is the ratio on that?
Like magnesium, well, I would, most people take like about half the amount of magnesium as calcium. I like to see people taking at least the same equal, and in some cases where there's a lot of constipation or spasticity or other things that is magnesium deficiency, sometimes even twice as much magnesium as calcium. But I don't know the, I don't know of any studies or any research that about selenium and magnesium.
I have to have my iodine tested again, because when I had it tested.
Yeah, the iodine load test is my favorite way, Hakala Lab. HakalaLab.com.
I mean, they're really,
and that
very
way we give you an iodine load.
Yeah, so I'm going to have it tested again. I take liquids. I take angstrom minerals, which doesn't really anything else as far as I'm concerned.
No, they're very tiny amounts. They're very tiny. They're usually very safe doses. They're very tiny.
Right, and I've been taking them since I started with you, and I like them. I think they're very good. But I wasn't sure. All of a sudden, I said, I'm not sure I'm taking the right amount or not. And I haven't had my thyroid tested in several years. And maybe it's time to have everything tested again. Much as I dislike what
you're doing. Sure, and you know, I know you do. You can go to direct labs and get it done that way. Or runmylabs.com. What I would say, though, is with iodine, I'm cautious. There's a lot of people who say nobody with thyroid problems should ever take iodine. That's just BS. That's just total, responsible to say that, because a lot of times thyroid issues are a result of iodine deficiency. On the other hand, there are studies that show that excess iodine can trigger the antibody response in Hashimoto's. So we don't want to just blanketly go out there. So eating seaweed, great way to get iodine, right? Eating kelp, not overdoing it, just eating it as a part of the average meal is an excellent way to get it. And if you think you need more, get a test done before you start blanketly.
I think I will. Dr. Rita Marie, thank you. It's always a delight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And you know, I always learn something on your shows. So have everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. You too. I'm grateful for you.
Thank you, Dr. Rita Marie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So I'm going to go back to the Q&A and see if anybody added to that. What's my favorite D3 product when the lab is low? Good question, Terry. In the past, I've used, it depends on whether you want a plant-based ones or a non-plant-based one. So on the plant-based side, there's a vitamin code. Has a D3, they have either a 2,000 or 5,000, and it's all food-based, food-grown. That's different than food-based, and it's plant-based. The other one that I like is Premier Research Labs has one called Serum D3 or D3 Serum, and it's 2,000 I use per drop, and it's in an olive oil base rather than soybean oil. Some of them are in soybean oil. I also like Seeking Health and Thorn and Biotics, all have them. Read them and make sure that, you know, they haven't changed their formulas recently, but I like to get one that's in a coconut oil or olive oil versus a soybean oil. And some of them do have soybean oil because it's a cheaper oil. And I like liquids. So I definitely like liquids better than capsules, but though the ones, the vitamin code are definitely capsules. Karen, I have a bottle of Homocystex from Seeking Health, has P5P, B12, methylonegenesyl, and no info on the SWIP. I swapped to Seeking Health Adeno B12 plus a separate P5C as I have COMT. Can I periodically take Homocystex? Yes, you can. Then no, don't be sorry for all the questions, Karen. This is great. I'd rather you ask questions and know. You don't need to stay away from it entirely, but here's what I would say. Since you don't know what the split is in there on methyl versus adeno, just go ahead and just try it and see, and then, you know, just try one. And if you notice you get more anxious, then back off. Don't try it again. Try it again in a month. If you don't, then maybe do it once a week just to get a little bit of that methyl in there. And then you can maybe gradually build up to taking it, again, the liposomal as the methyl. But you do have to be careful with the homozygous COMT because it can get you more agitated, anxious, et cetera. Okay, let's see if anybody else. Nope. All right. Any more hands up? Star 2 raises your hand. Janet was saying Dr. Hopkins has ferritin and thyroid antibodies, antithyroglobulin or something on his chest. Yeah, but I'm a big fan of ferritin and iron, not one and not the other. So I'm going to have a talk with him and just kind of have a discussion because I've seen too many situations where somebody had a high ferritin and a low iron or a low iron and a high ferritin or vice versa. And we want to get to the heart of what that is. And you don't see it if you just do one and assume. It's like you assume then. It's like assuming TSH tells you everything you want to know about thyroid. Just doing one or the other of iron or ferritin tells you that, you know, you've got everything you need for that. And it's not true at all. We can counter the bad with overwhelming them with good. This is the thing I hear, and maybe Lynn will disagree with me, but I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a believer that I'm a believer in assuming positive intent, that people have positive intent, and that some people act from a place of hurt, and some people hurt others from a place of hurt. And that doesn't resolve them of that being wrong, and that doesn't make it okay that they do that. But I don't think people, that most people deliberately are out to get us or to take over us or anything like that. Now, the internet, I mean, nothing's safe anymore, seriously. Your information's not safe anymore. And if you are uncomfortable on Facebook, I totally get it. Put a different name in. I totally respect that. But this is the bottom line. We do programs to try to reach lots of people. And the reason we started these group programs is to reach lots of people. And the truth of the matter is that so many people have gotten such benefit from coming to the Facebook groups and getting support and asking questions and watching my Facebook lives and all the sorts of things that we provide that I believe that the good outweighs the negative. And I'm not going to live my life in a place of feeling that, if I feel in a negative space, a negative energy, negative vibration, I'm going to attract more negative energy. But I'm just going to assume, like when I was raising my kids and I read this book called Kids Are Worth It, she said, assume positive intent. Your kid is not tantruming to cause you to have a bad day. They're tantruming because they're hurting. People don't lash out and hurt others unless they're hurting themselves and have been deeply wounded. Again, it doesn't make it right. And those people need to make amends and, you know, not be allowed to do that. But if I live my life in fear, then my body inside is going to be in fear and it's going to not get well. And I believe that my body has the ability and the right and the deserving to be completely healthy and happy in spite of my genes, in spite of my environment. And yeah, there's some toxic things in my environment. And inside my home, I've painted with non-toxic paints and we don't use any chemical, anything in our house. We use all natural ingredients and we eat pristinely. We take care of ourselves. But if I go out and I have to drink tap water in a restaurant rather than be thirsty, I make that choice. I say, which is worse right now, dehydration or getting a few chemicals? Oh, my gosh, my body is strong enough. It's just a little bit. I mean, if it was arsenic, no, I wouldn't drink it. I'm not taking that chance. If it was an E. coli infested glass of water, of course not. I'm not going to do that. But I think that when we start to just live our lives with less fear and more love, less fear, more love, and close yourself off to the parts that don't appeal to you, don't pay attention to them, don't get sucked into the news, don't get sucked into the groups on Facebook that are gloom and doom. live with purpose and look outside and give thanks for the beauty that you see. The sky, the air, the trees, the leaves changing colors, the birds tweeting, the love in your family, the love in your heart, the love in this community. Oh my God, it's overwhelming. The love I see in this community. That's what I prefer to focus my attention on. And I think that when we can do that, we're more likely to trigger that beautiful innate inner healer that we have, whether you call it God and I call it Source, or I call it God and you call it Allah. I don't care what we call it. It's this amazing, beautiful power that we can't control except for with our thoughts and our love. That's how we control that. We don't control it by doing this or doing that. We control it by being. And being in a certain way, which is a state of love and care and respect and trust. So that's my two cents for today. Yeah, so Deanna, yes, like somebody just said, Facebook is not the program. Facebook is an extension of the program. The program is these calls, which you get access to once a month. It's the site, which is loaded with information. And it's the community that builds outside. Yeah. So I would say you will definitely get full benefit, because the Facebook is not the way you get full benefit. It's by coming to these calls. It's by going through the materials. I would like you to go and talk to, and I would like you to go and talk to Lynn, and she can work some stuff out with you. I don't know what you mean by I wish it was an open community. This is an open community. It's probably the most open community I've ever seen. Anyway, we're going to move on. And Deanna, you'll work it out privately with Lynn and figure out what you need right now. You have access to so much. Yeah, so much, and so much love and support. You don't need to be on Facebook. Plenty of people in this program are not on Facebook. Yeah. Yeah, none of the program is on Facebook, quite frankly. None of the program. And honey, I'm sorry if you feel like we're belittling you. We're not. We're just trying to help you to see that we are here for you. That we are here for you, and we are here to support you and in whatever way. And Lynn will reach out to you and have a private conversation with you. And actually, quite frankly, none of the program is on Facebook. It's just extra support that people get, that get to chat, that get to talk, that get to share. But the program comes from these calls and from the emails that we send you and from a huge amount of information on the website. Nobody's belittling you. Sounds like you've got some hurt there that needs to be worked out. I'm going to be happy to help you. Yeah. Okay. I love that. Yes, assume positive intent and then take care of yourself. Obviously, right? Obviously. But living in fear is not the solution. Living in fear just makes us more unhealthy. And I think a lot of the hate in the world right now is because people are fearful. It's from fear and from hurt. Yeah. All right. So I think with that, I don't see any other questions in. I think that we will. Oh, wait, there are two others. Beverly. Hi, Beverly. What lab tests do you recommend in general? I've been using Direct Labs for a long time. Okay, so here's the thing. If you're in the Vital community, if you're not joining the Vital community as a premium membership, every month we do another talk. And last fall, we did several calls in a row all about lab tests. There's no way I could talk to you about all that in one little five-minute answer. If you were in our ERC group, you have a whole, you know, we had a whole all-day session on that and how to be there, how to get through the labs and what labs for a particular person. But the Vital community, a year ago, we did several talks where we went through what labs should you consider based on your situation. And I would highly recommend you go there. Okay. Direct Labs works. And then we've hooked up with another one which has slightly better prices, which is called you go to runmylabs.com, and I recommend you price it out and see which is better. Jeannie said, I have the results. Oh, good. Well, you're on my calendar for next Monday. Yes. Yes. Good. I will go through those with you. Yeah, those are not stuff that you'd understand if you've never been through them before. Yeah, we'll go through them on your call on Monday. All right. Super. I'm glad you got this back. How does a person get on the calendar? So in your body balance, there's a place that says bonuses, and under the bonuses, you had two private calls, one at the beginning, one at the end, and it says click here to sign up. And it says fill in your forms, fill in your getting to know you form, and then go there. So go onto the bonuses page. And then it also is on the private coaching page that's in that site. And also Lynn has your information, and she'll reach out to you. As far as getting on my calendar, you have to be in what's called the Energy Recharge Inner Circle and the Gold or Gold Plus level. You get private coaching calls with me. And it's a very small group. I think we took more than we were going to this year. We only take 7 people a year just because my time is so busy. But that's how you get on the calendar. It was included in this, what, private coaching with me? No, you misread. There's no private coaching in any program except for Energy Recharge Inner Circle. You get a call with Lynn. Yeah, and you can set that up. All right, I'm done for the day. Thank you very much, everybody, for being here, and we will talk to you again soon. Bye. I'm going to open up everybody's lines so you can say goodbye to me.
Bye. Thank you.
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 Thank you. Thank you.